Hey guys, welcome to this week's episode of the Reclaim Podcast. Man, I am fired up about this topic, so I'm just going to get right into it. I have to talk about the three blocks that are robbing you from experiencing results faster in your life. And to be honest with you, these three blocks can be applied in so many areas of your life. And they can be very much applied to your health and your body results. And these are things that I talk about on a regular basis with my clients. And to be honest with you, I've had to get over these blocks myself in order to get to where I want and experience the results that I want in my life, not just, you know, on a health and fitness level, but within my relationships, my marriage, my business, everything. Hey guys, welcome here. My name is Leah Van Dolder. I am a registered dietitian, mindset mentor, and motivational speaker. I'm wildly passionate about helping high-achieving women just like you level up your health, your energy, and your confidence so you can feel good in your skin, take more risks, and live a life that just lights you up. I am totally known for my no BS and practical approach to living a healthy and balanced lifestyle, and I'm the queen at helping you become your own best hype woman versus your own worst enemy. Bottom line, this show is for you if you want to be the chick that gets out of your own way and knows how to confidently navigate through that discomfort of growth so you can take consistent action and be the healthiest, most vibrant, and most powerful version of yourself. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being here. And check out my show notes to learn more about working with me. There's an application link there, or you can check out my website at leahvandolder.com. What are these blocks? These blocks actually have everything to do with what is going on in that beautiful brain of yours. These three blocks are things that you tell yourself and you hear yourself say on a regular basis, even without recognizing that you're telling yourself these. That's the scary part here, all these like sneaky subconscious things. These three blocks are so powerful because the statements that you are telling yourself, these three things, they are so good at talking yourself out of doing the things that need to be done in order to get those results that you want. These three blocks are things that you are telling yourself and things that you believe and things that you tell yourself on a regular basis because, let's be serious, humans love to avoid feeling discomfort. And the very first thing that you're telling yourself that is robbing you from experiencing results faster in your life is, I'll do it later. How many of you just felt a punch to the gut there with that one? I know, girl. Like, I know what's going on over there. I have these conversations with hundreds and hundreds. And to be honest with you, over the last decade of my career, I have had so many thousands of conversations with women around the same thing. The reason why, or one of the reasons why you're not getting the results fast enough is because you tell yourself on a regular basis that, oh, I'll just do it later. And then that leads to frustration because you have an intention of, you know, getting a workout in the morning, or you have the intention to take 10 minutes of your lunch break to actually sit and eat your lunch, or you have the intention to get to bed early. You have all these intentions, but you don't follow through on them because you're telling yourself, you're like, I'll do it later. I'll do it later. Oh, it's too early to go to bed now. I'll go later. Oh, something else has come up and I'll do my workout later. But the kicker is that you don't do it later. And that's why you're not getting the results as quickly as you'd like because you're constantly delaying the things that are actually going to move the needle forward. in a sustainable way. I don't even think I need to tell the other two. I think I just nailed that one. But seriously, guys, this is something that I help my clients work through on a daily basis, because this goes deep too. For a lot of us, like, we don't even realize why we're just like spewing out these things. It's like, oh, I'll do it later. And we think that the story is truly like, well, I'll do it later. And we believe ourselves in that moment. That's the scary thing, is we believe ourselves and we make it okay to not do the things that we set out to do. But really, when you start to look at it, maybe it's actually deeper than that. Maybe it's the fact that you don't want to feel uncomfortable by doing something different. You feel uncomfortable prioritizing time for yourself to work out in the morning when you feel like you should be doing something around the house or doing something for the kids. So it goes much deeper than just a quick, you know, line off the tongue that sounds like, I'll do it later. And it could be much deeper and a lot of emotions tied to that that make it really sticky and tough to move through. And this is something so specific and so unique to my style of coaching. And this is what I'm really skilled at. And I'm not here to say like, oh, yay me, like I'm so great at this. It's like, no, like this is a skill that I have. Like, I'm not great at a lot of other things, but this thing right here, helping you get into this space where you become wildly aware of your own tendencies and help you understand the things that are going on beneath the surface. I'm really skilled at helping you get out of your own way so you can take consistent action and get the results that you want at a time frame that feels good to you. And most importantly, experiencing these results and boosting your morale, boosting your self-esteem, boosting your self-confidence. Because to be honest with you, the most amazing feelings and that sense of pride and accomplishment, yeah, sure, feeling awesome in your skin and like seeing the results of weight loss and, you know, having more energy is part of it. But I gotta tell you that the most amazing thing is from showing up for yourself and following through on the things that you said you were going to do for yourself, especially when they feel hard. And that leads me real nice into block number two. The thing that you're telling yourself, the thing that you believe, is you're capable of doing stuff when you feel like it, and you believe that you're incapable of doing things when you don't feel like it. So the thing that you hear yourself say is oftentimes like, oh, I don't feel like it. I don't feel like it right now. Oh, that's too hard. I'm not motivated right now. I don't feel like it. And of course, I mean, I just gotta say this. I find that this separates women, the women who get the results faster versus the women who still get results, but at a way, way slower pace. The women who get results faster recognize that they can still take action even when they don't feel like it. They can still do something even when they don't feel like it. They understand that they can create their own motivation by taking action, because motivation isn't something that just appears out of thin air. Motivation is something that you create by taking action, by doing something, by actually getting your foot out the door and going for your walk, actually getting into the kitchen and grabbing that head of lettuce and your knife and actually starting to cut it up. Those are the things, those little simple steps that are like, you are taking action in that space, and that creates motivation. So of course, it's easy to do the things that you feel like doing. Of course it is. On the days where it's like sunny and blue sky and you're feeling freaking awesome, of course it's easy for you to show up for yourself. Of course it is. But what's not easy is showing up for yourself when you don't feel like it. Showing up for yourself when you feel like you should be putting your attention and your focus elsewhere. What's not easy is showing up for yourself and doing the things that you feel are maybe a little bit less important on a day where other things are happening around you that feel a little bit more important. And showing up for yourself in some capacity on a regular basis, on a daily basis, that is consistency. You don't have to be bang on 100% every single day. That's not realistic in terms of what consistency looks like. You can show up in some capacity for yourself every day, even when life throws you a wrench, because the real deal is, you know what? Our kids get sick. Our partners get sick. Somebody in the family, heaven forbid, gets sick or, you know, passes away, or things happen like we're moving or we sell a house. We all go through these very, very similar things. But yeah, we all respond to them differently. And I was talking to a client the other day and she's like, man, I'm so glad that I started working with you, because she's like, you have taught me and given me this gift of knowing that I can continue to prioritize this journey, my health, my nutrition, myself, even when life circumstances come my way, even when I have to do overtime for work, even when, you know, I'm going to a conference, even when my family members are sick. You can still show up in some capacity. That is possible if you want it to be. And hey, if you're loving this episode, go take a sec. Rate 5-star review. It could literally be great podcast. That helps the reach of this. It helps with the resources in order for me to pump these out every single week. And just a shout out to my podcast producer, Zach. You are helping this podcast grow by taking only a few seconds and rating 5-star and giving us a killer review. So thank you. All right, number 3. What is the final block that is robbing you from experiencing results faster? You're telling yourself that what difference is it going to make anyway? You devalue, you downplay the simple steps that need to be done in a day, or that are associated with results. You downplay the impact that those have. And you get really good at telling yourself, like, well, what difference is it going to make? I'll just do it tomorrow. Am I in your head right now? I know. Because I had to figure this stuff out for myself too, with my health, with my body goals, with my business. I dealt with the same things. And this is something I have conversations with my clients about every single day. It really is interesting how we think that, you know, we're the only people struggling with these blocks, but oh my gosh, they're so common. That's why I picked these three. And I bet you can I bet you all three resonate with you, right? Because guess what? You're not the only one that struggles with these. And this is a very interesting one too, because what difference is it going to make? It's funny how that just has this negative connotation to it, right? It's like all gloomy, doomy. It's like, oh, what difference is it going to make anyway? But what if you put a different spin on that? You can say, the difference is going to make anyway, bringing more of like a exclamation mark to it versus like a downward, you know, like just a sad face at the end. Because this is how I like to talk to myself on those little, like I'll call them mundane tasks that don't necessarily give me like that immediate reward or like immediate gratification. Instead of like, oh, what difference is it going to make? I say to myself, it's like, Leah, yo, like these are simple, simple things that aren't hard to do. Women do them every day. You can do them too. What difference is it going to make? It makes a big difference when you show up and do the ordinary things time and time again, day in, day out. It makes a big impact over time. So instead of downplaying the impact of a small thing, why not upplay? And I'll give you a prime example of that. I was just talking to one of my amazing clients today, and she's like, I cannot believe that I am down 8 pounds and 3 inches. She's like, I just felt like no effort at all. And you know why? Because she continued to follow through on the simple things. She did not downplay or devalue the simple things. I mean, we absolutely had a conversation about it. She's like, oh my gosh, that's exactly what I do. So we got into that. We had a conversation. We like dug into the layers of that. And she is wildly aware now of the big impact that those small things have over time. So she is consistently following through on the little things. They're making a big impact. Like, she experienced that in just 4 months, guys. She's a busy working mom and she's no different than you. She, oh my gosh, I have to share this too, because she's like, it's not just, you know, the pounds lost, the inches lost. It's my mental clarity, right? I have more energy, more focus. And she said, I used to be the gal that was so self-conscious at the gym and I would like hate to, you know, show up in a sports bra. She's like, the other day I went in there and just, I was like, okay, F it, whatever. I'm just going to go in and wear a sports bra. And she did. And it was so empowering. Like, these results are available to you too. You just got to get out of your own head sometimes and reach out for help. Because this stuff, we don't learn this stuff in school. We don't learn how to become like wildly self-aware. We don't necessarily learn how to become an observer of our own emotions and become aware of the things that we're sneakily saying that is talking ourselves out of doing the things that are actually going to get us the results faster. We don't learn this stuff. And honestly, it's not second nature to a lot of us either. And this is why I love, you know, the branch within my program that focuses so much on mindset and thoughts and emotions and helping you become your own hype woman versus your own worst enemy, helping you getting out of your way so you can experience these results faster, but sustainably and for the long haul. It is the beginning of April. Your clothes are coming off. You're wearing less. You're becoming more aware of how you feel in your body. You're becoming aware of your own nutrition and your own fitness level. And you've been thinking about improving that, but you're overwhelmed. You don't know where to start. And you tend to toss in the towel when things get hard. And you don't quite understand how to move past that like 4 to 6 week mark where things can be all great and all, but then life happens and you don't know how to navigate through it. You don't know how to navigate through that discomfort and keep going so you can get to the other side and continue to experience results. This is where I come in. This is how I grab your hand and say, girlfriend, let's freaking go. And we have a great time doing it. And you will learn so much about yourself, so much about yourself. And like I said at the beginning of this episode, all of these skills that you learn around your mindset and your emotions and your thoughts and how you show up, it's so applicable, not just to your nutrition, your fitness and your life, but like everything in your life, with your work, relationships, everything. One of my clients, I was talking to her yesterday, and I swear this is the last story, but it's a good one. Because a lot of women I work with for a year plus, right? Like big goals, and really, you know, you want to get to a place where these healthy habits become so second nature to you. You want them baked right into your everyday life. And one of the girls I was talking to the other day, she's like, oh my gosh, like, you know, I'm down, we were celebrating 22 pounds down, 20 inches down, because she was doing the things that she didn't feel like doing. She was up playing those small steps and she was following through on the things that she said she was going to do instead of pushing them off till later. Her blood sugars are better. She is traveling solo. She has so much more confidence in herself because she has reminded herself of the grit, the grace, the resilience, and that woman that she's truly, like, just like what she's really made of. You know what I'm talking about? And I think we lose that over time, you know, when we come out of school, right? It's like you get married or you get into relationships and maybe have kids and you go headfirst into work and your career and you kind of forget about like you, the woman that you're made of, the capacity that you have to achieve what you want for yourself versus doing everything for everybody else. And you may be at a point in your life where you feel like you've got everything going on and you've got everything figured out in terms of like life and kids and family and career. But at some point you've noticed that you feel like you haven't been able to figure it out for your own health, your own happiness, and, you know, looking at yourself in the mirror and feeling proud of the woman that you're looking at. Maybe you felt like she's kind of been lost over the last couple of years, but this is the time. Like, there is no better time than now to say yes to reclaiming that woman again. She's in there. I know she is. She wants to come back. She wants to be the hot, vibrant, sexy, confident woman. Because girls, let's be serious. When you feel good, you show up differently. And people notice. You notice. Your family notices. And it's a wonderful feeling. I am taking new clients for April. So if all of this information is hitting you where it hurts and really resonates, and I mean hurts in a good way, you know, it really brings everything to light, maybe some things that you've been missing, reach out. I would absolutely love to hear from you, hear about your goals. You can apply to work with me in the show notes. There is a link there. You can also send me a link on Instagram. Send me a DM through Instagram. And honestly, guys, it's a no strings attached conversation. Just want to see what your goals are, how you're feeling, see if we're a good fit. That's it. You know, so get out of your own way and reach out today, because I know you've been thinking about it for a while and I'm here. Thanks for tuning in, guys. I will catch you in the next episode.